about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So this hour's stories, we're going to be talking about the smartphone app that claims it can help you beat stress and actually monitor your emotional state. We also have, I think, a shark with two heads discovered in the Gulf of Mexico. Could this be from the BP oil spill? Also, too much TV apparently makes kids antisocial. Oh, no. So sometimes we put the kids in front of the TV just to kind of leave us alone. Maybe we shouldn't be doing that. So as you can see, got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. But another story I also want to hit are these temporary henna tattoos. Apparently, temporary tattoos can be hazardous to your health as well. So, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but not too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, the FDA thinks that the non-permanent ink of a temporary tattoo is not harmless and could actually still cause a trip to the emergency room. Apparently, MedWatch, FDA's safety and health complaints hotline, has had tons of consumer reports regarding bad side effects from these temporary tattoos. This has been reported by Mail Online, including redness, blisters, raised weeping lesions, loss of pigmentation, and scarring. Just because a tattoo isn't temporary, according to Dr. Linda Katz from the FDA, I guess there's an office of cosmetics and colors. That's got to be a pretty office, all right? The FDA has an office of cosmetics and colors. Whoever designed it, I'd like to see that. I bet it looks good. I know most government buildings are kind of drab, but cosmetics and colors, it's got to look good. Anyway, she says it doesn't mean it's risk-free. Marketed as henna, they say the ink is often cheap black hair dye, rather than the natural reddish-brown coloring that they use, you know, for, I guess, Africa and Asian-type tattoos. I don't know much about tattoos. You guys probably know more about it. But they say this hair dye that they use for the temporary tattoo contains PPD. Phenylenediamine. All right? So the phenylenediamine is an ingredient that could cause dangerous skin reactions in some people and is actually banned from use in cosmetics. Many of them. I guess the organization is flagging up the risks involved in fake tattoos because now we're in spring break. This is where people, I guess when they're on the beach, the boardwalks, etc., they go to these temporary tattoo kiosks and get a temporary tattoo. Now, I don't think the temporary tattoos are like the spray-on. Okay, you know how kids, at kids' parties, you have somebody doing the spray-on tattoo? The guy wears a mask, but the kid doesn't, and the kid has to breathe it in. They're not talking about that. These are temporary tattoos used with ink, but I guess you could take it off. I've never gotten a tattoo, so I don't know. But anyway, I'm looking at some of these pictures. Like, there's a woman here wherever the tattoo was, it looks like she has these keloids. Keloids are these scars that are pretty over-exaggerated. And they could be curvy. It actually follows the line of the design. So I see the design that she got on her fingers. It actually is a very pretty floral design, but it's all blistered and scarred right now. So just keep in mind, warn your kids, grandkids, if they're, you know, out there on spring break, that these fake tattoos could be dangerous. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This is very spooky. They say there's a Brazilian doctor that is accused of ending the lives of her hospital patients to free up hospital beds. And allegedly, she may be responsible for more than 300 deaths. Virginia Soares de Souza was arrested last month after a number of terminally ill patients were found to have died prematurely under her watch in the Hospital Evangelico in Curitiba, south of Brazil. Apparently, she's accused of administering fatal doses of drugs or reducing the amount of oxygen given to patients in the hospital's intensive care unit. She was initially charged with the death of 7 patients, but after an inquiry by Brazil's health ministry, they found that that number increased to 20, with possibly 300 suspicious deaths at the hospital still under investigation. Now, this is something that just would blow, it blows my mind that something like this could happen. They say if confirmed, she would surpass Britain's Harold Shipman as the world's most deadliest doctor. Shipman, who apparently hung himself in prison, had murdered at least 215 patients aged between 47 and 93 over 25 years. I'm not sure why. Apparently, D'Souza is accused of reducing the oxygen Mr. Ivo Spitzer had. He had been on life support system, died in January earlier this year, had cut his oxygen down to 21%, a concentration too low for anyone to survive, and he died an hour later after being given a muscle relaxant Pavlon. Oh, boy. I mean, they aren't going into too much detail, according to the Daily Mail, on what was going on? Why? I mean, you know, why was the hospital overcrowded? I mean, did she do this? Not that it's any excuse to allow other people to come into the hospital. I don't know. But if so, that is just absolutely scary. Oh, it's frightening. I don't even want to think about it. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, now that we're all stressed, let's talk about stress and a smartphone app that claims to beat stress. Apparently, the Android Remote Sensing App, AIRS, was developed at Cambridge University, and it analyzes your location, weather, noise levels, calendar events, emails, texts, and calls, can even work out the size of nearby crowds. Then it monitors your emotional state through your use of language, punctuation, and communications. They say it could also measure your heart using EKG or heart sensors. Then it could warn you if you're going to be entering a stressful situation. You are allowed to not receive emails, not to receive messages, just to decrease your stress. Now, some of you are like, what? Who needs something like that? I would say somebody with a heart condition, somebody at risk for preterm labor, why not? I don't know how much an app costs. I only download free apps. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from freezedryguy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect conditions, can be buried up to 30 feet, and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LaCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LaCig.com, spelled LECIG.com. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Thanks to you all for tuning in. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, some of you want to know the meaning of life. Others just want to know when your periods will stop. And I guess there's a new formula out that can help predict us women. I know most of my listeners are men, all right? But I'm sure many of you want to know when your wives or your girlfriend's periods are going to stop, too. I think this relates to all of us. I guess there's a new formula that could predict when a woman's final menstrual period will be and when we will finally reach menopause. I cannot wait. I got to tell you, that day, we are having a huge party. But it looks like I still have a while. I guess the formula is based on the changing levels of two hormones, estradiol, which is found in the ovaries, and then your follicle-stimulating hormone, which is present in the brain, gives instructions to the ovaries to shoot out an egg when you ovulate. We talked about the female cycle in great depth. Basically, the estrogen starts to be released from the ovary, gets to a point Well, there's a lot more to it. How do I do this really quickly? Okay, well, you have your FSH, your follicle-stimulating hormone, that right before mid-cycle seems to spike to get that ovary to shoot out an egg, right? When it shoots out an egg, it goes down the fallopian tube, hoping a sperm will meet the egg in the fallopian tube. It takes about a couple days to pass down the fallopian tube to get to the uterus. Sperm actually has to swim up, fertilize it in the fallopian tube, not the uterus, even though fertilization could occur anywhere. And then egg comes down. If the egg isn't fertilized, then luteinizing hormone rises, and the body senses that you didn't get pregnant, okay? Your progesterone has been building up in your uterus, though, after you had ovulated, because it's trying to get ready for a home for the fertilized egg. Once it realizes there's no fertilized egg, then the progesterone drops, and you empty out the uterus, hence a period. You're miserable. You're complaining, you're bloated, you can't sleep, I get constipated, everything constipates me, and we're just downright miserable. Radio ratings drop. So knowing when your period ends is vital information. I mean, I will set every alarm. I will reprint calendars for the world if I could put the date. Okay, so anyway, they say estradiol, your estrogen levels fall, and then your follicle-stimulating hormone levels rise when you go through menopause. The reason why is the brain is screaming at the ovary to kick out an egg, but because there's no estrogen telling the brain, don't worry, we got this, the FSH level is high. So whenever we want to see if you're in menopause, we run an FSH level to see if it's high. Currently, doctors monitor women's menstrual bleeding patterns to determine the menopause transition phase. Doesn't that sound fun? All right. Hey, you know what? You're the new one of the group. You got to monitor this woman's bleeding. Thank you, George. Appreciate it. Anyway, this phase is an imprecise indicator of when the final menstrual period will occur. Now, for those of you that are just dying to know more about this study, it is going to be published in the April issue of the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism, or a journal that I'm going to probably publish, period suck. Anyway, they say we need a better way to answer women's questions about when they expect to get their final menstrual period. I know some of you men are like, really, do women need to know? Do they need to plan everything in their lives? Do they have to control everything? Yeah, we do. Yes, we do. I got plans. You know, I do the Dr. Dahlia cruise every year. You think I want to be on my period? I want to know when I could schedule travel. I want to know when I could wear something white and pretty. I mean, yeah, okay. I want to know when I could finally throw out the boxes and boxes of maxi pads and Tampax that take up half the bathroom. My husband has no room in our bathroom, and it's not because of my cosmetics. It's because of these super-sized bulk boxes that I get at Sam's Club of maxi pads. I would love to get rid of them. Now, they say if further research bears out our approach, it could be the first step to developing web-based calculators and other tools women can use to estimate when they are in the menopause transition and how far away their final period is. Whew! Thank heavens it's web-based. I thought you would have to submit a used pad, right, mail it to them, and let them evaluate it. Good. You know what? You know, researchers are smart, okay? They don't want to deal with that kind of stuff. They're like, you know what? We'll figure this out all calculatively, okay? We'll do this all numerically, right? Use a calculator. We'll calculatively figure this one out. Don't give us any samples. Now, why, again, is this important? Okay, well, jokes aside, women need to know when they're going to start losing bone, okay, osteoporosis. And most of the bone loss happens within the first 5 years of menopause. Now, many of us go through menopause while still having periods. So the bone loss is starting. Meanwhile, we're thinking we're not in menopause because we're still having periods. If that's the case, and we're going to be at high risk for bone loss because it's in our family and genetic, then we are going to want to initiate bone-sparing therapy before we wait for the final period. Just like puberty. Our puberty starts way before periods happen. Men, many of you boys, you started puberty 9, 10 years old, but you didn't start to notice things until you were 14. So it makes sense that menopause, that the period is always behind, It just makes sense. Some researchers have proposed that an intervention begun 1 or 2 years before the final menstrual period will greatly decrease future fracture risk by preventing the very rapid bone loss that occurs in the few years before and the few years after the final menses. So it is important, plus heart disease. You know, women and heart disease will equate their risk to men once they hit menopause. So I know we make jokes, I can't wait for menopause, but basically my not being in menopause is the only thing protecting me right now. Okay? Also, keep in mind, by the time I reach menopause, Obamacare is going to be in full swing. So I'm a dead woman. God forbid. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, well, big surprise here. Alcohol can affect your athletic performance. Now, we know many Olympians, many athletes are told not to drink. Remember in high school, your football coach said no drinking, no girls, and no drinking. You couldn't do nothing, right? Meanwhile, you're like, well, that's why I got into sports, so I could be invited to the parties and get the base. All right, no drinking. But a lot of you are starting to become physically active again. You're in your 40s, in your 50s, you're in your 30s. You're like, you know what? I'm going to work out. I'm going to look the way I did when I was in my 20s. We all want that. Okay, remember, alcohol, though, can mess you up. Just like, I mean, you might not have noticed the effects in your 20s because nothing really seems to happen to us in our 20s. But the American Council on Exercise wants us to remind everybody that alcohol can impact your body's ability to perform. You can become dehydrated. You can have decreased coordination, decreased endurance, decreased balance. Balance is very important. We realized balance is so important when we came out with that balance board. Remember, we all had to take that balance test on the Wii board, and we couldn't do it. We failed. That sucked. Yep. Alcohol can lead to poor sleep, leading to fatigue. We talked about alcohol messing up our sleep. All right, but if you get poor sleep, you can't have the stamina that you want. Now, another thing I always bring up to my obese patients is they're having trouble losing weight. And I tell them we need to evaluate you for sleep apnea. Getting that good night's sleep, becoming oxygenated, I think helps muscle performance and increases metabolism. So for any of you having difficulty losing weight or having slow metabolism, get checked for sleep apnea. The oxygen may help the metabolism. I'm telling you guys. Now, alcohol also increases your calories. Therefore, more weight gain. Alcohol has a lot of calories for the buck. That shot really packs on the calories. I know many of you are like, but in my 20s, I didn't gain weight. Don't go back to your 20s. Whatever happened in your 20s and happens to all of us in our 20s just is magical. Okay, makes no sense to me whatsoever. I cannot believe my metabolism in my 20s. I'm 41. I got to face the facts. No alcohol. Then it impairs the ability for you to absorb your healthy nutrients from your healthy diet. So you may not get the proteins. You may not get the nutrients that you need to get, and that will affect muscle mass. Now, I know some of you are like, Dahlia, come on, please. Just think about it. Okay, it's amazing. I'll have people that'll come in to lose weight and go, what did you do? And I have to say 90% of the answers is somebody cutting soda or somebody cutting alcohol. It works, people. Now, I know many of you need your alcohol to cope. You don't want to go on antidepressants. You don't want to go on sleeping medicine. Alcohol is what gets you through your day, helps you relax at night. I'm just saying rethink it. Because exercise and good sleep can also help your moods, okay? Just rethink that a little bit. Don't go away. We are going to be right back. A lot of interesting stories. Cold sores causing memory problems. And a breath test that could detect heart failure. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 sea varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Remember to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook. I really don't get Instagram yet. I guess my son says I gotta get on Instagram. Is that where I take pictures? Is Instagram supposed to be like a Facebook? Or is it just about pictures? So he takes a picture and then he puts it on Instagram. So I apologize. I really haven't been, dealing too much with that. But, you guys are on Instagram, then I guess find me and tell me what to do with it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Heart failure. We talk about heart failure a lot on the show because many of us have had a family member diagnosed with it. I did. My grandfather used to be a football player in the olden days, had a lot of joints that got hurt, then ended up having gout. The uric acid and the gout crystals would hit the joints he had injured in football. And back in the day, you would pop aspirin. And aspirin and aspirin. Buffering was just coming out at the time. He had overdone it with aspirin, that he gave himself a GI bleed and actually put himself into heart failure. Anti-inflammatories over many, many years could cause heart failure. So many of us have known somebody or I've seen tons of patients that end up going into heart failure. Well, now there's a study that where an actual breath test, there is a breath print, a way to analyze your breath that could detect heart failure. Dr. Rai Dweek of the Cleveland Clinic led the study, published in the Journal of American College of Cardiology, and he says, we consistently kept finding that patients with heart failure had a different breath print. So you analyze their breath, you always find there is something different about it than patients who don't have heart failure. Remember, heart failure is when the heart pump isn't working. Either you've had tons of heart attacks, or you have an electrical issue, or something causes the heart not to pump correctly. And because the heart's job is to be a pump, it's not supposed to make you lovey-dovey. It's not supposed to help you think. It's supposed to be a pump. If the pump part of it isn't working, you get diagnosed with some level of heart failure. That's why they do the echocardiogram. They determine your ejection fraction, how much your heart is pumping, and that's how we decide a lot of times if you're in heart failure or if you have fluid going into the lungs, fluid backing up, pressure causing swollen legs. We had a patient yesterday came in with swollen legs. I assumed it was heart failure until proven otherwise. You saw her lungs. You saw her EKG. My guess is she's had multiple small heart attacks, put her into heart failure. But she was doing good. She felt fine. No pain. So we sent her to the hospital. And she's doing okay. Now, apparently Dweek's team looked at patients admitted to the hospital with heart failure, and they were asked to exhale once into a special handheld breath analysis device. The breath prints were compared to a group of patients who did not have heart failure, and results showed higher levels of organic compounds called acetone and pentane. Okay? If somebody breathes out, okay, higher levels of acetone and pentane, and they do this before they start to have the swelling. See, we could tell a heart failure patient pretty easily in the medical community, but once they're in heart failure, I want to find people before they go into heart failure. I told you how a couple weeks ago, one of my family members had come into town, and after a day or two went straight into the hospital with shortness of breath. And she was told she was in heart failure. And, of course, she was shocked. The whole family was shocked. Me, I get shocked. I was shocked because for years everybody told me her heart was fine. And then I come to find out the doctors never really tested the heart. So I'm taking a look at the situation. I look at the EKG and I go, oh, hell no. She's been having heart attacks this whole time. All right? But once you're in heart failure, you know, yes, we could do things to treat you. But I would have loved for us to find this 5-10 years ago. Maybe this test could just do that. So they're going to be looking at that. They say many also you could tell maybe based on the acetone or the pentane. They aren't giving us too many details if the heart failure is improving. So I kind of like that idea. We'll keep you posted on that. But heart failure is just something that we're seeing more and more of. Now, why are we seeing more and more heart failure if we doctors are so good and our medical system is so advanced now? Because we're living longer, and many of us are dealing with the arthritis. I can't tell you how many patients are shocked when I tell them I won't give them any more anti-inflammatories because it could be hurting their heart and hurting their kidneys. And they're like, what? But my doctor's been giving me Motrin or Naproxen all these years. All right? When you're young, Motrin and Naproxen, we usually worry about ulcers, we worry about kidneys. But when you're older, we realize you've been taking it for 20, 25 years, we start to worry about the heart. Everybody seems to forget that. These anti-inflammatories that you take for arthritis can hurt the heart. I know you guys don't want to hear that from me. I know you don't. You're like, damn it, Dahlia, then what the hell am I supposed to do? So then I go, well, I don't know, take some Tylenol. You're like, Tylenol, but that can hurt the liver. True, it could. But, you know, I'd rather deal with the liver than heart failure and bad kidneys. All right? We have got to concentrate a lot of our research on what the hell to do with arthritis. We have too much arthritis. All right? Now that we're growing older, I mean, I'm seeing 90-year-old patients. I used to never see 90-year-olds. I remember if somebody was 80, I was shocked. We are seeing more and more people in their 90s. But if their joints gave out on them 30 years prior, we need to do something. So they're not taking anti-inflammatories and putting themselves into heart failure. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now let's look at our little kitties. Apparently, there's a study saying five-year-olds who watch television for 3 or more hours a day are a bit more likely to fight, to steal, to have antisocial behaviors by the age of 7. Researchers found that time spent playing computer or electronic games, however, no effect. Now, what are these kids watching that would make them steal? I mean, I used to watch Sesame Street. Sesame Street was an hour long. I remember Electric Company, I think that was only 30 minutes. Via Allegra was 30 minutes. Captain Kangaroo, 30 minutes. Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, I stopped watching that after 5 minutes. It was boring. Oh, my gosh. Speedy Delivery, oh, my gosh, I hated. I mean, Mr. Rogers was nice and cuddly, and he had the Mitt Romney type of grain of the hair, which is sexy. But I thought that show was so boring. No wonder. If this is the type of programs these kids have to watch, no wonder. You just get, I mean, you get angry. Apparently in the study, investigators analyzed, I know the shows don't exist anymore. Well, Sesame Street does. The investigators analyzed data gathered from about 11,000 children in the UK who were born between 2000 and 2002. When the children were 5 and 7, their mothers filled out a questionnaire designed how well-adjusted the kids were and also provided information about the amount of time the children spent at age 5 watching TV. They said nearly 2/3 of the kids watch between 1 hour to 3 hours a day. Some 15% watch more than 3 hours, 2% no TV. Only 3% of the kids spent 3 or more hours a day on the computer. After taking into account all the other factors, they did see a small increased risk of antisocial behavior by age 7. It does show you kids have got to go outside. Kids have got to be around other kids. You know, there's a part of the evolutionary process that I think almost mandates that kids be around other kids. Because how do they learn how to deal with other people? How do they learn how to fight? How do they learn how to protect themselves? You know, many families don't have multiple kids anymore. See, you used to fight with your brothers and sisters. That's how God or nature prepares you for the outside world. Your first adversary is actually your blood, right? Look at Cain and Abel, right? Okay, so sibling rivalry is part of the evolutionary process of you being ready for the world. Well, many people, they only have one kid, or they spread the kids out, or one kid's in daycare, the other kid isn't. And so very easy for many kids to be isolated. Then they sit in front of the TV, or the two kids fight, they don't want to fight. So one goes to one side of the house, one goes to the other. And I think you really need to throw your kids out there with the other kids and just let the cards fall. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. bloating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled SQUATTY potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated and most proteins you consume are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Now, the first hour of the show, we had talked about the Supreme Court, them hearing arguments on the Proposition 8 ban of same-sex marriage in California. Spent a lot of time talking about that, arguments for, against. I urge you, if you ever miss any hours of the Dr. Dahlia Show, please go to my iPhone app or my Android app. Download it for free. It gets you hooked up with podcasts. Also, you can go to my website. That will link you in to Genesis Communications Network to hook up to get podcasts. I try to repeat the top stories throughout each hour, but sometimes we have some real good conversations, really in-depth, get to the meat of a lot of these topics, and I can't, you know, be dealing with the meat all three shows. Got to mix it up, throw in a couple vegetables, you know, a couple starches. So make sure you tune in there. Looks like the sale of soft drinks has declined, falling last year to its lowest level since 1996. They say if it wasn't for the rise in caffeinated drinks, it could have even been worse. Apparently, some people want to thank Mayor Bloomberg, really, for the whole taboo stigma with soft drinks. Others, I think, just realized they were gaining weight. I mean, you know, for me, we talked about soda and the high fructose corn syrup and how a 200-calorie soda does not equate a 200-calorie salad. And I just noticed, and unfortunately so, that having a little bit of soda pop each day in the mid-2000s, you know, 2004, 2005, it just packed on calories and packed on weight. And it was really difficult to get off, extremely difficult. I'm still trying to get it off. And so I just learned the hard way that it was the soda. You know, I was blaming metabolism, et cetera. So I stopped drinking soda drinks earlier on than I think most people. But I'm proud of you guys. You know, soda shouldn't be a main staple. I know in the 80s and the 90s, all these yummy drinks started to come out. All right. But many of you started to turn to the caffeinated drinks. And the Red Bulls, the Monster drinks, those drink sales, of course, have gone up, right? They say Monster went up 19.1%, Red Bull 17%, now Rockstar 8%. But we're also seeing Dasani water go up. I think Dasani is made by Coca-Cola, 9.1%. Fanta went up 7%. Fanta, though, has diet soda drinks, I think. So that, you know, Fanta. Arizona tea, 6.2%. Now, Coca-Cola also owns Powerade. Pepsi Company owns Gatorade. Dr. Pepper Snapple Group owns Deja Blue Water, A&W Root Beer. They fell. Nestle Waters owns Perrier and Arrowhead. Here's my, I don't like the way the Arrowhead Mountain Water, I don't like the way that tastes. I love Dasani. I think that tastes really, really good. All right, so looks like people are, I say it's the Dr. Dolly Show. I think it's because you guys were listening to the Dr. Dolly Show, you realize you should cut back on these drinks. Good job. Well done. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, speaking of the water, we're going to talk about a shark that was found in the water that it looks like has two heads. American scientists have confirmed the discovery of a two-headed bull shark fetus, believed to be the world's first ever. It's a single shark body with two heads, and it was found in the Gulf of Mexico. This was according to a study by Michigan State University and reported in the Journal of Fish Biology. A fisherman opened up the uterus of an adult shark in 2011 while he was near the Deepwater Horizon oil spill. I had guessed this was possibly BP. That's what I guessed. But they say other species of sharks have been born with two heads, blue sharks, taupe sharks, but not bull sharks. Now, we have humans that are born with two heads. Okay? I mean, it could just be the very rare incidence of a fetus being born with two heads. They say bull sharks are one of only two species of shark that attack humans and are also popular with fishermen because they put up a good fight. Michael Wagner, MSU Assistant Professor of Fisheries and Wildlife, said they are not tiny. The two-headed specimen, though, probably wouldn't have attacked any humans. They would have died after birth. I don't know how the mom delivers two heads. I mean, it's so hard to get, you know, one head out. Anyway, they said it was near to term, but it should have been a lot larger. The body looks like it invested so much energy in the other head that the rest of the body didn't really grow. They say most of these two-headed creatures do die after birth, right? But they have seen two-headed lizards, two-headed snakes that were able to be kept into captivity, and these suckers, you know, live. I'm looking at the picture now. I put it on my Facebook. It is pretty cool. You guys need to look at that. They said basically there's two heads, two hearts, and stomachs, but then the rest of the body joins at the tail. Do we think the BP oil spill did it? Nobody's bringing that up. Okay. I mean, you know, would oil cause this type of defect? I know many of you think about The Simpsons and how the water near the test site, was it Blinky? What was that fish with two heads or, I don't know, googly eyes. You know, we understand how the nuclear type of radiation could cause changes in genes. But when you have something like this, usually I don't think oil would do it or chemicals. I mean, you know, in essence, in theory, it could. You know, something that's kind of getting into the mom's system could cause some changes. But I'm thinking a case like this was probably just a random fluke that happens. I mean, you know, when they say they usually don't see this, this is the first of its kind with these animals. Well, how do they know if these animals die after birth and a bigger animal eats it? How do you know? Somebody could say, well, they could see the skeleton. I don't know. Sometimes when these, you know, big fish eat, they munch up the skeleton. I mean, if no one's looking for it. So I think it's just a fluke. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Cold sores being linked to memory problems. We talked about this in the first hour. They think herpes simplex, which causes cold sores. They also think the virus that causes genital herpes, herpes simplex 2, H. pylori, Helicobacter pylori in the stomach, cytomegalovirus, they can cause cognitive problems. Memory loss, as you have a higher viral load or have more antibodies, researchers think there is a connection between the inflammation that these viruses cause or bacteria and development of dementia or development of heart disease and stroke. Now, this isn't new. We talked about this. We talked about how poor teeth, bacteria in the teeth, plaquing, etc., could cause inflammation and seeding, causing heart attacks. We talked about that. We talked about stroke, etc. But herpes virus linked to memory loss. 85% of us carry type 1 herpes. I've never had a cold sore, but who knows if I carry the virus. Most of us carry it, okay? One study out there said 99% carry it. I think it's only about 85%, okay? But having a cold sore versus carrying the virus, you could still have the same viral load just because it doesn't come out. And if they think that type 1 herpes could cause memory loss, could cause dementia, could cause heart disease, what's going to be the next step? Do we have everybody take antivirals? I mean, if most people carry the type 1 virus, does that mean antivirals will be the key to memory loss? I don't know. Now, for any of you that have ever had a herpes outbreak, or like some of these kids, they'll have big swollen gums. And they'll get a type 1 herpes infection. Mommy kissed them or they shared somebody's drink. And somebody who had type 1 herpes, whether they had a cold sore or not, infected them. And they ended up reacting by having an infection in their gums, etc. It's pretty meaty. It's pretty tender. It's pretty painful. And so I'm not surprised that herpes, even on a subclinical level, could mess with the heart, mess with dementia. But they got to study that more. Okay, guys, don't go away. A lot more to talk about in the next hour. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hang me down. Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You know, hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.